Thank you for calling Real Deal Lawn and Landscape. Please press 1 if you are a new client, or press 2 if you are an existing client.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Tyler. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was following up regarding the account and the $29 payment for your website hosting.
Yeah, let me get you the new card number.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I just wanted to ask, it's still the same billing address on West 55th Street, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my wallet is at the moment, so I gotta find it online.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I don't mind waiting. I have a couple of emails to catch up on anyway, so don't worry.
All I know is it ends in 7710 right now, and I'm trying to see if it'll let me see it. Let's just give me the stars. Can I make the payment somehow? Because it says it's ending in 7710 and won't let me look at the...
If you log on to your dashboard, it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So when you click that button, it'll take you to the page where you can update the card.
Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Is this localsplash.com?
Yeah, you'd go to my.localsplash.com. And then I'll send you an email again with the login credentials. So you would just log in using the username and password in that email, and then you can update it on your end.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. I'm sending that to you now. Now, keep in mind that if it's not done by the end of business day, they will be canceling the site and the call tracking number. So just make sure to make it top priority to prevent that from happening, okay?
Okay. Are you going to – you said you're going to give me the username and password?
Yeah, I just emailed it to you, but I'll give it to you verbally just so you have it. So I already told you it's my.localsplash.com. The username is the 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, so 913-827-3770. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, and it's get photos.
Get photo?
With an S. So get, and then after the T, go straight into the photos with no space. So P-H-O-T-O-S. And then once you're in, you can change that password to whatever you like, but that's just a temporary password to allow you in.
Oops, looks like your scripting is not active.
Do you see where it says click here to reactivate? It should take you to the billing page.
Yeah, they got an old one on it. Trying to figure out a change. Awesome, I think I'm about to do it. Okay, I got the number now.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'll just update it on the send. Go ahead when you're ready.
529.
Okay.
3730.
Got it.
650.
Okay.
557.
Mm-hmm.
710.
Okay, and expiration?
It's May of 28.
And the three-digit code?
021.
021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go, so... And then you can refresh the screen once this processes in a couple minutes, and then you'll be able to have full access to the dashboard again. So give me 1 second.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, you know what? It says issuer generated error. So let me read you back the number that I have and just tell me if I'm a digit off or something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 1 second here. Oh, that's weird. Oh, here we go. Okay. Did you say 5293-7306, yep. 5055-7710?
Yep.
And then 5 of 28 and 021 on the back?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what that issuer-generated error means. Did you get a... text message or something on your end where you have to authorize it, like, hey, Local Splash is trying to process $29. Do you approve? Did you get anything like that?
Not have no.
And not an email either, huh?
I'm gonna try it on my side.
Yeah, if you refresh the screen, it should show you that it's updated to the new card, but you can type it in again just to be safe and save it and see if it'll process on your...
That's weird. It says, unable to process payment, please try after some time. Error, issue generated error.
Yeah, that's what it said on my end, too. Issuer generated error. You could probably check with the bank. Well, no, that's what the error code is, because normally when we process a payment, it'll say insufficient funds or there's a fraud alert.
Yeah, yeah,
but in this case,
I've never seen this before.
Yeah, that's why you probably have to call the bank and figure out why I'm saying
that. I got 10 minutes to call them. I didn't know if it was on your guys' end by chance, but no.
No, it's not.
Like
It's not. It's something that, okay, you know, once in a while when that happens, then you contact the bank, and then probably you can even call me or text me. Okay. I'll circle back in like a half an hour and try to process it again just to see if the bank fixes it by then, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.